Jesus, I speak.
From Jesus 圣灵说话。
I've been asked to answer questions.
我被安排要来解答问题。
So if you have any questions, please feel free to ask.
如果你有什么问题的话，有什么疑问的话，你想问，可以问。
I'll do my best to answer your questions.
我尽我的力来去回答你的问题。
Time to ask.Don't be shy. Intro like what? No, I think it's better for you to ask me specific questions.
我想你们问我一个，你们想要问的问题会比较好呢。
Any questions?No? We're going to close now.
没问题，我们就结束。
Question? Anyone? No? Okay. You have to speak up, can I hear you? Hello, quiet. Okay.Okay. Okay.
Can you explain it? I don't see it.
从启示录怎么看到真耶稣教会？
I've tried to answer it before. Explain chapter 19 of Revelation.
我以前有解释过启示录十九章，从启示录十九章来看呢。真耶稣教会的这个名字。
But I know that my answer was not convincing enough.
但发觉到我的答案不是很有说服力。
That's why I stopped talking about it.
所以我就没有什么再去讲。
But I can try again if you want.
我可以再一次试再讲一次。
But there's no guarantee that you agree with me.
但是没有保证你一定会同意。
I will turn to Revelation.
启示录。
You know the white horse appears two times in Revelation.
如果我们看启示录的话，你会发觉到这个白马呢是出现过两次。
The first one is in chapter 6.
第一次是在第六章。
And the second one is in chapter 19.
第二次的出现是在第十九章。
I think to answer your question.We have to read chapter 6 first.
如果要回答这个问题，我们要先看第六章。
Chapter 6.
启示录的第六章。
We read from verse 1 to verse 2.
我们看第一节、第二节。
Revelations chapter 6, verse 1 to verse 2.
启示录的第六章第一节、第二节。
Now I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying with a voice like thunder, Come and see.Verse 2.
第二节。
And I look and behold a white horse, and he who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer. We know that the church, the early workers of our church, said that the white horse here refers to the true Jesus Church.
我们早期的工人就是教会的工人说，这个这里所指到的白马就是指真耶稣教会来说。
I think to explain this, first of all, we need to look at verse 2 very carefully.
要这样要解释的话，我们要仔细的看第二节。
First, here it says someone sat on it.
啊，这里说有啊，有人骑在上面。
There are two unique characteristics attached to this person who sat on the white horse.
啊，这骑在上面的人呢，有两个很重要的一个，就两方面的很明显的啊，就是象征特点哦。
First is he had a bow in his hand.
啊，一开始他是拿着弓的。
Many people say this is a representation of the existence of the false prophet as mentioned in Matthew chapter 24.
有些人说这个就是代表在马太福音书24上所预表的这些假先知。
What does a bow represent?
这个弓代表什么？
In the Bible, we represent power and strength.
弓在圣经来讲就是代表这个能力，它有这个权柄。
We turn to Genesis.
我们看创世纪。
Genesis chapter 49.
创世纪的49章。
Genesis chapter 49.
创世纪的49章。
We read verse 24.
我们看到14节。
But his bow remained in strength, and the arm of his hand were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob.
他的弓乃就坚硬，他的手健壮敏捷，这是因以色列的牧者，以色列的磐石，就是雅各大能者。
So in the Bible, a bow is always associated to strength and power.
所以这个弓在圣经来讲，就是说跟这个能力有所牵连。
Please also turn to Job 29.
我们看《约伯记》。29 verse 20.
My glory is fresh within me, and my bow is renewed in my hand, meaning my strength is renewed in my hand.
我的弓在手中，热强意思就是我的能力就是我的能力已经强盛了，强健了。
So in the Bible we see that a bow represents strength and power.
所以弓可以在圣经里代表这个能力，这个权柄。
Now so the one who sat on the white horse had this bow.
那骑在这个白马上的是有这个弓的。
Not only that, we turn back to Revelation chapter 6.
我们看回启示录的第六章。
Revelation chapter 6.
启示录的第六章。
We can read verse 2 again.
我们再看第二节。
And here it says a crown was given to him.
这里说有个冠冕赐给他。
This crown here is different from the one mentioned in chapter 19 of Revelation.
其实这冠冕跟19章所提到的是有所不同的。
This crown here is a crown of victory.
这个冠冕是得胜的冠冕。
In fact, it coincides very well with the entire message as recorded in verse 2.
其实这个跟第六就是跟整章所讲到的是
第二节
所讲到的是并合的。
Because this white horse is to go out conquering and to conquer.
因为这个白马出去是要得胜又得胜。
So this person has a crown of victory.
当然这个人就带着这个得胜的冠冕。
Now we know that the true Jesus Church has this mission to conquer.
我们知道真耶稣教会有这个使命要来去得胜。
What does she conquer?
她得胜什么？
She conquered the false teachings, the false prophets.
就是得胜，这是假教训、假基督、假先知。
I think this is the mission of our existence.
这是我们存在的其中一个使命。
We came into being because we are given the mission to preach the perfect gospel of salvation.
我们的存在是要我们传遍这个纯正的得救的福音。
Please also turn to Matthew chapter 24.
我们看马太福音书24章。
Matthew 24.
马太福音书的24章。
Read verse 4 and verse 5.
我们看第四节、第五节。
Just for your information, I think if you want to study Revelation, then we should study together with Matthew 24 or Mark 13 or Luke 21.
如果我们要查考启示录的话，我们要来一起读，就是马太十二十四章、马可十三章、
路加
21,
路加二十一章。
Please read Matthew 24 verse 4.
我们看马太福音书的第二十四章。
And Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you." Verse 5.
第五节。
For many will come in my name, saying, "I am the Christ," and will deceive many.
耶稣回答说，你们要谨慎，免得入了迷惑，因为将来有好些人冒我的名来说我是基督，并要迷惑许多人。
Obviously, many Christians say the white horse here refers to the false prophets.
所以甚至有些人说这个马，这白马是指这些假基督。
But we know that false prophets could not go onconquering and to conquer.
但是这些假基督是不可能得胜又得胜的。
Only the church of God can.
只有神的教会才可以。
So if you read verse 4 and 5 carefully,
如果我们读第四节、第五节的话,
the emphasis should not be placed on the emergence of the false prophets.
这里注重的不是说将来会冒起这假基督的事情。
The emphasis should be onthe responsibility of the disciple to take heed that they may not be deceived.
主要的信息就是要当时的门徒要谨慎，免得入了迷惑。
Now, how can a disciple take heed?
那门徒应该怎么样来去谨慎呢？
Only if he has received the complete truth from God.
只有他们得了神的全备的福音之后。
So we thank God today the church has been given this full truth, the complete truth.
今天我们教会有这个得救完全的福音。
That's why the church can go out conquering and to conquer.
所以教会能够出去得胜又得胜。
This is the first part of the explanation.
这是第一部分的这个解释。
We turn to Revelation 19.
我们看启示录的第十九章。
Revelations 19。
启示录的第十九章。
The passage is from verse 11 to verse 16。
我们看第十一节到第十六节。
Where's the crown?Where is it? The crown. It's gone missing. Verse 12, yeah? Okay. Yes, verse 12. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no one knew except himself. The crowns here refers to the kingly crowns. It's different from the one we mentioned in chapter 6.
其实这里所讲到的冠冕是指这个皇帝所戴的那种冠冕。
If you look at the prophecy of from Isaiah,
我们看以赛亚书的这个预言。
Isaiah talks about the coming out of the true church.
以赛亚书也有讲到真教会的兴起。
That is Mount Zion.
这是锡安山。
And so Mount Zion actually is given these two crowns.
这个锡安山是有这两个冠冕的。
Crowns of victory and crowns crowns of the king.
这个得胜的冠冕，还有这个作王的这个冠冕。
We turn to Isaiah.
我们看以赛亚书。
Chapter 62.
62章。
Isaiah chapter 62.
以赛亚书的62章。
This one here talks about Zion.
这里讲到锡安第一节。
And verse 2 it says that Zion shall be given a new name.
这里讲到第二节就是这个锡安必得一个新名。
We read from verse 2 to verse 3.
我们看第二节、第三节。
The Gentiles shall see your righteousness, and all kings your glory. You shall be called by a new name.
列国必见你的公义，列王必见你的荣耀，你必得新名的称呼。
Which the mouth of the Lord will name.
是神 亲口所起的。
And verse 3, yeah?
第三节,
you shall also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God.
你要在神的手中要做为冠冕，在神的掌上必作为冠冕。
Two types of crowns are mentioned here.
这里讲到两种的冠冕。
One is kingly crown, crown of victory, the other one is kingly crown.
一个得胜的冠冕，一个是作王的冠冕。
After a new name is given to the church, these two crowns are given as well.
有了这个新名之后，这两个冠冕也神也赐了这两个冠冕。
That's why I believe that this description fits very well in our context today, the context of the church.
所以这样的描写对我们今天教会来讲是非常正确的。
This name is given by God.
这是神所起的名。
We can come back to Revelation chapter 19.
我们看回启示录的第十九章。
Revelation chapter 19.
启示录的第十九章。
Okay, all together, yeah? The word name, I think, is I'm correct, yeah? is mentioned at least three times, I think.
十九章这里讲到最起码有三次提到这个名字的这个字眼呢。
And verse 12 it says, we read verse 12.
十二节这里这样说。
And when this horse came out, there's a name written that no one knew.Except himself, except the one who sat on the horse.
这里说到这个名，这个马出来之后是没有人知道这个名字是什么，只有那个人坐在马上的人知道。
And I believe that, yeah, to explain this name here, we need to look at verse 11 to verse 16 altogether.
要来解释这个名字，要看十一节到第十六节。
Even before that, yeah, surprisingly, when we read verse 10, and it talks about.How we should actually explain the name.
其实在第十节我们也能够看到我们应该怎么样来解释这个名字。
Please pay attention to the last part of verse 10.
我们看第十节的最后一段。
For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
因为预言中的灵异乃是耶稣所见证。
So I believe in this, yeah, to explain the name. First of all, we must haveThe spirit of prophecy.
所以如果我相信，如果我们要能够来讲明这个名字的话，必须要有这个这个预言的灵。
Like what I said before, I'm still not able to explain it fully yet.
我还没有不能够完全的来去讲明。
But I can only try. Okay.
我只可以试试看。
And this name consists of three parts.
这个名字是分为三。三个部分。
The first is in verse 11.
第一个部分是第十一节。
The second is in verse 13.
第二部分是第十三节。
And the third is in verse 16.
第三部分第十六节。
So this unknown name can be explained by using these three verses together.
这个还不知道的名字是可以从这三节来去。看出来。
Verse 11 says that this person is called faithful and true.
第十一节说，这个人是称为诚实、真实的。
Faithful and true represent the virtues of God in judgment.
这讲到神在审判的这个神性。
He is a righteous God.
他是一个公义的神。
But we know that this God is called the true God according to Jeremiah.
根据耶利米说，这个神就是真神。
This true God is righteous in judgment.
这个真神在审判是公义的。
That's why I believe. True should be attached to this person who sit on the horse.
所以这个真必须要就是说给这个坐在这个马上的人。
Because he is the true God as well.
因为他是真神。
Now verse 13, yeah?
十三节。
And the second part of the name is called his name is called the Word of God.
第二部分这里讲到下半段讲到他的名称为神之道。
We know that the Word of God, according to John, refers to Jesus Christ.
这里说神的道根据约翰来讲就是耶稣基督。
Because he became flesh.
因为他道成肉身。
That's why the name here is called Jesus.
所以这个名字是耶稣。
This name has not been known before. This name of the church has never known before.
这个教会的名字是之前是还不知道的。
Only until our time that we come to know.
就是到了我们这个时候我们才知道。
When we come to verse 16,
到了第十六节。
Verse 16, yeah.
第十六节
Here it talks about kings of kings and lords of lords.
所以讲到万王之王万主之主
Basically this the name is talking about a community.
其实这里是讲到这个一个团契
Or even a kingdom.
或者是一个国度
Or a nation.
或者是一个国家
King here, the first king refers to Jesus, the Lord God.
这个第一个王是指耶稣基督。
And for us who are victorious in our life, we also become kings. We shall reign together with God.
所以我们得胜的人是这些，也是一些所谓的比较这小王跟这个大王一起统治。
That's why I believe that here it talks about the church.
所以我相信这里是在讲教会。
Especially in verse 15.
尤其是第十五节。
And he himself, the last part is say, he himself will rule with a rod of iron.
这里说他要用铁杖管辖他们。
We can turn to Revelation.
我们看启示录。
Chapter. Chapter 2.
启示录的第二章。
Revelation chapter 2.
启示录的第二章。
Verse 26.
二十六节。
And he who overcomes and keep my works until the end, to him I will give him power over the nation. Verse 27.
二十七节。
He shall rule them with a rod of iron.
他们那得胜又遵守我命令到底的，我要赐给他权并制服列国，他必用铁杖管辖他们。
So when we said a person is given a rod of iron to rule, it means that he is a victor in the eyes of God.
所以这里描写当人用这个铁杖来管辖的时候，的意思他是一个得胜者。
So I believe here it refers to the victorious church, the final phase of the church.
我想这个是讲到教会的最后的那个时期，就是得胜的教会。
So.We know that this church can only be the true Jesus church.
所以我就是这我们所知道的真耶稣教会。
True Jesus church.
真耶稣教会。
This is how I explain it.
这是我这样来去解释。
The faithful part is the characteristic, is the virtues.
这真实也是指也是神的神性。
But when we talk about the complete God, the Bible always uses the word true to represent.
当我们讲到神的完全的时候，都是用这个真字，就是真神来去描写。
True and faithful always appear in times of judgment.
这个真实或者真诚是在审判的时候是看得到的。
Okay. So maybe you can help me next time explain it better.
可以看这个约翰一书。
We can turn to 1 John chapter 5, verse 20 and 21. Verse 20, And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, and his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal God, eternal life. Here the true refers to God and also Jesus Christ. There are verses, I don't remember. Let me see. Chapter 10 of Jeremiah. Sorry. Jeremiah chapter 10.
耶利米书的第十章。
Verse 10.
耶利米书的第十章第十节。
But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God. and the everlasting king, and his wrath the earth will tremble, and the nation will not be able to abide his indignation.
神是真神，是活神，是永远的王。他一发烈怒，大地震，大地震动；他一恼恨，列国都担当不起。
This passage to me has to be explained in the spirit of the prophecy, in the spirit of prophecy.
This
testimony of Jesus, which is only given to the church of God.
这里必须要以这个预言来讲到耶稣基督关于教会的事情。
Like what I said, I may not be complete in my explanation.
当然我的解释可能不完全。
I hope one day, someone will explain it better.
希望有一天，有人能够，我们能够解释得更好。
Because I believe in this very simply.
因为我很简单的，我相信。
Because we are told, we were told from young that our truth.The doctrine that we receive came from inspiration from God.
因为我们从小我们都这样教导，就是说我们所受的，就是我们所知道的这教义是从神的感神的启示而来的。
And that inspiration, every inspiration that we receive must be backed up by the scriptures.
那我相信就是我们所得到的启示是从圣经上有这个证实啊。
And I believe that includes our name.The name of our church.
我相信这包括我们的教会的名字。
If we say our name is inspired by God, is given by God.
如果我们说我们的名字是神所启示的。
But if we cannot find it in the Bible.
但是我们从圣经看不到。
Then people can question our inspiration that we receive from God.
这样别人就可以来就是说怀疑我们的这个所谓的启示。
Let's say if a church, a true Jesus church in a certain world, in a certain part of the world, said this name is too offensive. Yeah, no one wants to step into our church because of the name. So let's have an agreement, change the name.
比如说别的地方的正式教会说这个教会太，就是说太给人家太多敌意了，那我们就一起来改掉的话。
So if that is not an inspiration from God, then we can change it.
如果不是神的启示的话，那我们就可以把它改掉。
But we know that this is from God, and it has to be backed up by the scriptures.
我们知道这是从神来的，必须从圣经来去证明，来去支持。
Okay. Any other question?
还有什么问题？
Any other question?No? Hey, don't be shy. Speak to the floor.No question. Sorry.
There's a question about the remnant. How is the chosen group of people, and then there will be a remnant as well. There's obviously some different interpretations of what a remnant could be. What could be your interpretation?
Mine may not be correct. Okay.
Alright.圣经有讲到这个被选的，还有这些剩余的遗留下来的一般人，一种这有什么样有什么怎么样的看法？
Some say it refers to the remnant of Israel, the physical Jews.
有些人说这是指真正的这些属肉的以色列人。
We who are chosen by God are also remnant, part of the remnant.
其实我们蒙召的也是这遗留下来的一部分。
But I may not be correct.
这也不我也不一定正确。
But I believe that the church, the true church of God, will go through a very difficult phase.
我相信真耶稣教会会经过一个很困难的阶段。
In the process, some may be phased out.
啊，在这个过程当中，有些就可能会啊，就是会离开了。
And I also believe that the mission of God, apart from saving the world, is also to lead those who have gone astray to come back.
啊，相信神的目的啊，除了要救这个世界以啊世人之外，还有把那些要把那些啊那些。已经留啊，已经离世的人啊，把他们带回来。
So I believe that those who turn back to the faith, to the truth, form the remnant.
啊，我相信那些啊回归的、倒回来的人，也可以成为这个啊遗留的一部分。
I think when we read the Revelation,
啊，如果我们读启示录的话，
we find that up to a certain point in time.When we preach, people will not listen.
啊，你发觉到到了某一个时刻，当我们开始传我们传福音的时候，人是不会听的。
We can turn to give you a few examples.
我们看几个例子。
We turn to chapter 9.
我们看第九章。
Chapter 9.
启示录的第九章。
Verse 20 and verse 21.Verse 6 talks about a great disaster.
第六节讲到一个大灾难。
And then what happened?
那之后发生什么事？
Many were killed.
很多都死了。
Verse 20.
二十节。
But the rest of mankind who were not killed by this plague did not repent of the works of their hands. They should not worship demons and idols, gold, silver, brass, stone and wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk. Verse 21.
二十一节。
And they did not repent of their murders, of their sorceries, of their sexual immorality, or their thefts.
七未曾被这些灾所杀的人，仍旧不悔改自己所做的，还是去拜魔鬼和那些不能看、不能听、不能走金银铜木铁石的偶像，又不悔改他们那些凶杀、邪术、奸淫、偷窃的事。
I think this is same with chapter 16.
然后看我看这跟十六章所提到的是差不多的。
So God inflicted this people with disaster, and yet they refused to turn back.
神给他们这么多的灾害，但是他们却不悔改。
So I believe from chapter 10 onwards, the book of Revelation.
第十章之后。
We find that the message is not given to the unbelieving world, but rather to us, the church, those who have gone astray.
所以我相信这个第十章之后，这信息是给不是给那些不信的世人，而是给那些那些已经就是说一些迷失的那些人。
I can give you a few examples.
我给你几个例子。
We turn to chapter 10.
我们看第十章。
Chapter 10.
第十章。
We read verse 11.
我们看第十一节。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
And he said to me, you must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, tongues, and kings.
天使对我说，你必指着多民、多国、多方、多王再说预言。
Many a time we say this verse refers to people of the world.
都说我们就说这一节是指这对世人来讲的。
But I think it refers to the church community.
我想这个是指教会的这个团体。
How do we know?
那我们怎么知道？
We turn to chapter 7.
我们看第七章。
Chapter 7.
我们看第七章。
Verse 9.
第七章的第九节。
Verse 9.After these things I look and behold a great multitude which no one could number of all nations, tribes, people and tongues standing before the throne and before the Lamb clothed with white robes with palm branches in their hand.
所以我观看有许多的人没有人能数过来是从各国各族各民各方来站在宝座和羔羊面前穿着白衣手拿棕树枝。
Now we know that these are the 144,000.
这里可以指那是144,000人。
They are saved, they are washed by the blood of Jesus.
他们是得救蒙耶稣的宝血而洗净了。
So in the book of Revelation, the the peoples, nation, tongues, and kings may not necessarily refers to the people in this world.
所以我们说到各族、各国、各民的时候，不一定是指世上的人来说。
I believe in chapter 10, it refers to the church.
我是相信第十章这里所讲到的多国、多民、多方是指的教会来说。
We can turn to chapter 11 of Revelation.
我们看第十一章。
Revelation chapter 11.
启示录的第十一章。
Here John was asked to measure the temple.
这里讲到约翰，神要求约翰来去衡量这个圣城。
Measure the altar.
衡量这个祭坛。
And those who worship there.
而且在里面做礼拜的人。
And leave out the court.
只是殿外的院子不需要量。
Because in verse 2 it says, and this Gentiles, they will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months.
因为这些给了外邦人，他们要潜达圣城42个月。
So I believe the Gentiles here refers to believers who are not victorious in life.
我相信这个外邦人是指那些信徒在生活上不能够得胜的人。
That's why God instructed John to preach to them once again.
所以神要约翰再一次的来传这个信息给他们。
Now, how do we know that the Gentiles here refers to the non-submissive believers?
我们怎么知道这外邦人是指那些不听从神话语的信徒呢？
In the Bible, yeah.
在圣经里
especially in the Gospel of Matthew,
尤其是在马太福音书
Jesus said,
耶稣说
if a person has sinned against you,
如果一个人得罪你的话
take one other members to speak to him,
你要找另外一个人来跟他说
if he refuses to listen,
如果他不听的话
take another one to listen to him,
再叫多一个人来跟他说
if he refuses to listen again,
如果他再不听的话
inform the church,
告诉教会。
If he continue to refuse,
如果他继续的不听从，
then consider him as a Gentile.
就把他当成是外邦人。
And here he said, these people that they tread on the outer court, meaning they are very close to the temple.
这里的人是指这外邦人，只是在那个殿外的院子里，就是说很靠近这个殿里。
We know, I think the English here it use a specific word.
这英文的字它特别用一个字眼来描写
trample or tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months
就是说他们来去潜踏这个圣城42个月
we can turn to Isaiah
我们看以赛亚书
Chapter 1
以赛亚书的第一章。
You know when the wicked priests and these leaders when they served the Lord, the Lord said to them they actually trampled his court.
当这些恶的祭司来去，就是说来去服侍神的时候，在神的眼中是他们是在践踏神的殿。
We read chapter 1 verse 12.
我们看第一章的第十二节。
Chapter 1 verse 12.
第一章的第十二节。
When you come to appear before me, who has required this from your hand to trample my courts?
你们来朝见我，谁给你们这些使你们潜到我的院子呢？
So we find that a trampling on the court of God is an action which is done by those who do not submit to God.
所以说这个潜达神的宴可以指那些不听从神违背神话语的人。
Let's say I'm a rebellious person.
比如说我是一个悖逆的人。
Secretly I don't keep the word of God. In my life I don't keep the word.
在暗地里我是不守神的话语。
I come to the church and preach, you know.
And
serve the Lord.
去来教会来讲道来去服侍神。
In the eyes of God I'm likened to someone who trampled down the court of God.
在神的眼中，我们就好像一个潜踏神殿宇的人。
That's why I believe that, yeah, the remnant, to me, I believe it refers to those who eventually turn back to the Lord.
啊，所以我相信这个剩余的人是指那些最终会倒回，再一次悔改倒回来的人。
I think this the also the mission of the church.
啊，我想这也是教会的使命。
To bring all this lost sheep back to the fold.
啊，就是把这些迷羊带回这个圈子里来。
Those who come back form the remnant.
啊，那些回来的就啊组成为这个啊遗留的。
Again, I said this is not the gospel truth.
啊，这是我的我的认识不一定只是完全正确。
Any other questions?
啊，有什么问题？真教会应该就是说应该会传福音给很多的人，现在看起来教会这个传福音的这个速度好像不是很快哦。我想他是这样想，那我们的想法是怎么样？教应该根据圣经讲的末世真教会应该是说传得很快吧。
Can you be a bit more specific?
I guess our expectation is that we can't just go out there and armed with the complete truth and just convert masses of people. Yet, I mean, I'm sure in all many local churches we find that a very difficult thing to do. In reality, it's probably a couple a year. So, I mean, in terms of your sharing, I mean, do you think we're kind of missing the strategy in a way? Maybe in the UK where you know, might not have gone in the right direction or I mean, just anything, your thoughts about it, just to help us to improve further preaching work.
Please.把很多人带来信主，那我们应该是不是要重新来去看一下我们教会的方针，或者你有什么意见，怎么来去建议哦，来去使到这福音传得更快。
I think there are many factors that cause the church to be so slow in reaching out to the world.
我想有很多因素使到教会为什么就是说这么慢步的来去传遍这个世界。
Maybe I think one of the reason being that we don't have this self-realization of duty.
我想应该是没有自觉使命。
We know that a commission has been given to the church.
这使命已经给了我们。
So the church has this the duty to preach.
教会有
这个。To reach out.
有这个责任要来去传福音，要来去就是救人。
Sometimes I feel that it's a question of stirring up our zeal and fervency to preach.
可能有时候是关乎怎么样激起我们这个热忱。传福音的热忱。
I believe that our conviction should not come from man.
我想我们这种就是说很诚恳要来去传福音的这种热忱不应该是从人而来啊。
Obviously, our co-workers can influence us.
当然我们的同工可以影响我们。
But I believe that our conviction should come directly from the Word of God and come from God Himself.
但是我相信我们这热忱应该是直接从神的话语从神来的。
I also believe that to do that, we must fully believe in the church.
首先我们必须要完全相信教会。
I think this is the most difficult part.
这是一个很最难的一个问题。
Because somehow when we preach to others, yeah, we'll come to a point that we have to talk about the church.
因为当我们传
I think that's the most difficult bit in the UK.
当我们传福音给别人的时候，到最终我们怎么样都要提到教会的。
Recently we have an experience in Newcastle.
最近我们在纽卡索教会有这样的一个就是一个经历啊。
We spoke to two English gentleman.
我们跟一个就是跟两个老外传道。
And it came to a point that they asked me.
他们讲到就是来到就是到了一个程度，他们这样关键的时刻，他们这样问我。
I think they accepted. I will say that most of the things that we spoke to them.
我是这样认为，他是差不多完全接受我们之前跟他所讲的大部分的这些真理。
Otherwise, they would not have come to meet us for many times, four times.
不然的话，他们不会花这样的时间精力来跟我们讨论道理有四次这么多。
I also feel that they are very sincere.
我相信他们也很诚恳。
So one of them asked me.
所以有个人就问我。
Basically, he's saying that is this? Are you saying that this is the only church that saves?
所以他就说，你是不是这样想告诉我，就是说只有这间教会才可以得救？
I think that is the biggest hindrance or stumbling block to him.
其实这对他来讲是一个最大的绊脚石。
So I think my answer is very simple.
我的答案是很简单。
I think we first need to do away with the ideas of your church and my church.
首先我们要就是说要把这个观念先除去，就是说你的教会和我的教会的这种所谓的观念除去。
We are not talking about your church or my church. We are talking about the church of Jesus Christ.
我不是在讲你的教会，我的教会，我们是在讲耶稣基督的教会。
The church that belongs to God.
这间教会是属于神的教会。
I think if we cannot explain this clearly, if we do not have this conviction in ourselves, then I think it becomes very difficult to preach.
如果我们不能够解释，我们没有这个深信。我们是很难来去传的。
That's why, first of all, I believe, apart from all the doctrines, we must believe that this church is the only true church.
所以除了一般的教义之外，我们要相信这间是唯一的得救的教会。
People may go against you.
当然有些人就因此来敌对你。
But we have to explain to them nicely.
但是你要很好的好好的来去解释。
I give you a very simple example based on the Bible.
从圣经来给你一个例子。
We know that I think we have heard so many times concerning the highest mountain.
很多时候我们听了他很多次，很多讲到这个圣经所指到的最高的山。
Mount Zion.
锡安山。
Mount Zion actually is a group of people who are redeemed by God.
其实锡安山是指一般人蒙神救赎的人。
We turn to Psalms.
我们看诗篇。
Chapter 74.
诗篇的七十四篇
yeah, Verse 2
第二节
I think NKJV is very clear. If you read NKJV, it's perfectly clear.
如果那个英文版 NKJV 的英文版是很清楚的
Okay. Alright. 74 verse 2
74篇的第二节
Remember your congregation which you have purchased of old, the tribe of your inheritance which you have redeemed, this Mount Zion where you have dwelt.
求你纪念你古时所得来的会众，就是你所赎作你的产业支派的，并纪念你向来所居住的锡安山。
So Mount Zion is not a physical mountain.
其实锡安山不是指这个，就好像属肉的这个，就是指这个山来讲的。
In the understanding of the prophet, it refers to a group of people who have been saved by God.
从这个诗篇的作者的了解，就是一般人蒙神救赎的人。
So it coincides with the concept of the church.
这是跟教会的这观念是一致的。
So when we talk about Mount Zion, the highest mountain.
就当我们讲到锡安山这个最高的山的时候。
If you compare Mount Zion, the physical Mount Zion with all the other mountains, Mount Zion is not the highest. It's never the highest.
如果你真的把这个物质的这个锡安山跟别的山来比的话，这个锡安山在这世界上不是最高的。
There are many mountains which are taller than Mount Zion.
当然，这世界上比很多山是高过这个真正的这个锡安山。
So we must believe that this is the only true church.
所以我们要相信这是唯一的得救的教会。
How can we explain this idea?
那我们怎么把这个观念来解释呢
？Put it this way, without being too offensive.
就是说。不要太过就是得罪别人的方式来去解释。
First of all, we must believe that this is the true church. How are we going to convince ourselves first?
首先我们要怎么样来说服自己说这就是唯一的得救的教会先？
I think there are few ways to explain it.
我想这有几方面。
We know that in the Bible, yeah, in the Bible.
我们知道在圣经里。
We turn to Ephesians.
我们看以弗所书。
Chapter 4.
以弗所书的第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书的第四章。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 4.
以弗所书的第四章的第四节。
There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope for your calling.
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同一个指望。
This body is the church, the body of Christ.
这个身体就是教会耶稣基督的身体。
And Paul made it very clear, there's only one.
所以保罗讲得很清楚，只有一个。
And this body of Christ,dwells the Spirit of God.
这个基督的身体里是有基督的灵在里面。
It is not possible that for this Spirit to dwell in another body.
所以首先这个灵是不可能就是说在别的身体上。
If this church has been chosen by God,
如果这个教会是蒙神来去拣选的。
If this church is the body of Christ,
就是教会是耶稣基督的身体。
Obviously, we can only find the Spirit.In the church, His Spirit.
当然，只有在这间教会里才能够找到神的灵。
I ask you a very simple question.
简单的问题。
Where's your spirit? Where's your spirit?
你的灵在哪里
？In your body.
在你身体里。
Your spirit cannot come into my body.
你的灵魂不能够进入我的身体。
I think the same thing applies to the concept of the church.
所以对教会的观念也是一样的。
God has only chosen one church.
因为神只是拣选了一个教会。
That's why in Matthew chapter 16 it says.
所以马太福音书第十六章中。
I have established my church on the rock.
我把我的教会建立在这个磐石上。
One only, my church.
我的教会只有一间。
On the rock.
在磐石上。
So I think this is the conviction that we need to have.
这是我们的一种相信，我们必须要有的。
You know why it is so essential to have this conviction?
为什么我们必须要有这样的相信呢？
especially when we pass through a difficult phase in the church.
啊，尤其是当教会经过一个困难的期间的时候。
When we feel that we are not loved in the church.
啊，或者说当我们在教会觉得没有被爱的时候。
We are being misunderstood by the members.
或者信徒误解你的时候。
If our conviction of the church is not strong.
如果我们对这个真教会的认识，不相信、不坚固的话、坚定的话。
Then we will think about leaving the church.
你会想离开教会的。
Because we feel that this is not the only true church.
因为你会发觉到这不是唯一的得救的教会。
Possibly there are other true churches outside, which has nothing to do with the true Jesus church.
可能外面还有别的教会跟真耶稣教会是没有什么关系的。
Then you start hopping from one church to another.
你开始去从另外一间教会到另外一间教会。
So our conviction in the church is important.
所以我们对教会的这种相信是很重要的。
This is the only true church.
这是唯一的得救的教会。
We have been given the truth.
我们有这个真理。
If you look at the patterns of the apostolic church.
如果我们看使徒时代的这个这个不这个
模式
啊。
We know that only the church of God has the spirit.
你发觉到只有神的教会是有神的灵。
If you look at Acts of the Apostles chapter 2.
如果我们看使徒行传的第二章。
They were told to wait in Jerusalem.
他们神要他们在耶路撒冷来去等待。
Even before the ascension of Jesus Christ.
甚至耶稣还没有升天之前。
So that the spirit might come upon them.
使到这个灵能够临到他们的身上。
They might be endued with power from on high.
使到他们从上头得能力。
After they received the Holy Spirit.
他们得了圣灵之后。
They went out to preach.
他们去传福音。
When we come to chapter 8,
来到第八章,
they came to Samaria.
来到撒玛利亚,
how did they receive the Holy Spirit?
怎么得到圣灵?
Through one of the believers who came to accept the truth in Jerusalem.
就是借着一个信徒在耶路撒冷来接受这个真理的这个人来去传扬这个福音。
Philip, and so he went there to spread.
所以腓力就来到这里去传福音。
And then the mother church in Jerusalem sent Peter and John to pray for them.
所以这个母会耶路撒冷就派彼得约翰来去为他们祷告。
Now when we come to chapter 9,
来到第九章,
it's the same.
也是一样。
Paul has to meet with one of the believers.From the apostolic line.
保罗要义就是从这个使徒这条线传下来的人来接触。
Before he could receive the Holy Spirit.
之后接触之后才能够得圣灵。
God could have just given him the Holy Spirit.
神可以就这样给他圣灵。
But God did not.
但是神没有这样做。
God make sure that he met with this Ananias.
神要他先来去跟亚拿尼亚会面。
And then when you come to chapter 10,
来到第十章。
And we see that Cornelius, he was so good.
哥尼流是一个非常好的人。
Even before his conversion, his prayer reached God already.
甚至他没有改变之前，他的祷告已经达到神的面前。
But when did he receive the Holy Spirit?
那什么时候得到圣灵呢？
When Peter preached to them.
只有等到彼得传福音给他们。
You see, this is how the churches got started. Spread out.
这就是教会怎么样来去传福音，来去传出去的。
This line has to be maintained.
这一条线必须要维持。
This is the work of God.
这是神的工作。
We cannot deny it.
我们不可以否认。
We cannot say, oh, there are the true churches outside.
我们不可以说在别的地方有所谓的别的真教会。
Based on the principle of the scriptures.
根据圣经的原则。
We know that this is not possible.
这是不可能的。
God is not a God of confusion.
神不是一个混乱的神。
He is a God of order.
他是一个有秩序的神。
This is how he expands his church.
这是他用这样的方法来去扩大他的教会。
I think this is the conviction that we need to have.
这是我们必须要有的认识相信。
Of course, we don't have to go out to offend people unnecessarily.
当然我们不是说没有必要的就是来去得罪人。
You are not the true church. I'm the true church. What's the point?
你没有必要就跟人家说你的不是真教会，我的才是真教会。
My church lead me to go to heaven. Your church lead you to hell. You don't have to say all this thing.
我们不需要来去这样说我的教会只可以把我带到天国，你的不能。
I think we need to explain to them fully and completely.
啊，我们要完全的啊，全备的把这个福音啊传讲清楚给他们。
I think this is our conviction and our duty.
啊，这是我们的相信，也是我们的责任。
Now for those who want to come to the true church,
啊，那些要来到真教会的人
he or she has to be part of this one body of God.
啊，他必须要和这个基督的身体是一部分的。
There's no other way.
啊，没有别的方式。
We can read the First Corinthians.
我们可以看哥林多前书。
Chapter 12.
哥林多前书的第十二章。
First Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多前书的第十二章。
Verse 13.
十三节。
First Corinthians chapter 12 verse 13.
哥林多前书十二章的十三节。
For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body.
我们是一个灵，我们是受洗成了一个身体，引以一位圣灵。
Here it says we were all baptized into one body by one Spirit. This one Spirit Paul mentioned in Ephesians chapter 4.
这里保罗跟以弗所书第四章所讲到的一灵一体是一致的。
So for us to be part of it, we have to be baptized by this one Spirit, meaning that you must be baptized by a church that has the Spirit of God.
所以我们要属于这身体，必须要被这个身体有神的灵来去就是来去洗礼，才能够属于这个身体。
As we know from Ephesians chapter 4, there is only one body that has the Spirit of God.
所以从以弗所书我们只看到只有一个身体有这个圣灵。
So no other church has the Spirit.
没有别的教会有这个圣灵。
This is the conviction. We are not here to condemn anyone.
我们相信，我们不是来这里来去咒诅定罪别人啊，定罪。
Rather, we want to make our stand, our belief clear to ourselves.
那我们是要对我们的立场要清楚。
So that we can go out to save more souls.
使到我们能够出去救更多的灵魂。
I think conclusion hungry.
在这里结束。
Sisters fellowship, what's that? No.Started. Sorry? No sister fellowship. Okay.
We're not interested right now. I'm interested in what the sisters fellowship could take about you for me. I'm interested in what you're saying about the church. Are you selling...the name of the church? Do you want me to go out and sell the name of the church? Do you believe in the church or do you believe in God?
The church of God. The church that saves, the church that forgives sins.
Yeah, but you're stressing on the name, true Jesus Church.
Yes.
And you say we belong to this and we should sell the principles of the church, but also to impress or impose on people.That the name of the church true is true from the Bible. That is going to be very hard to do because all over England, all over the world, there are churches with all different names. For instance, you mentioned that there's some doubt about the name, and then you said the Church of Jesus Christ. Now, it'll be easier to sell somebody. I'm going to the Church of Jesus Christ than true Jesus Christ in here.This is the one and only true church in the world as chosen by God. Because every church has been to say the same thing. They are the true church. Not in the name, but the fact that they believe, however they worship, or whatever they do, or however they say, it is the true church. And nearly every church says the same thing.
So let him...
I think you have to explain more for me to be able...to impose or to impress people with the name of
I'll try. One more time, can you repeat yourself?
what I'm asking you is it's not the first time I've heard the stress being put on the name of the church here. It's a fact that because of the name, it is true. And the other thing that's mentioned
hang on.
Zion or Zion.
Let me translate.
Yeah.
Can you say again?
I don't know if I'm getting it. it's a few times I've heard the name True Jesus Church, meaning we are the truth people, we are the truth people, understand it. I don't know if this is what I'm hearing.
我很多时候就听到说
I'll answer you though.
真耶稣教会 我们很多时候强调这个真耶稣教会的名，就是每次都强调真耶稣教会的名。
Okay. I think maybe this is the first time that you heard me talk about this, yeah, because I've asked a question.
I've heard this mention at one of a convocation, I think last year or sometime. I've heard the mention and the stress and hours spent on explaining how the name was chosen and the Monsieur, you know, you just basically mentioned a while ago. A change in the name, or if somebody wants to change the name, or whatever it is. One of the quotes you said something about the Church of Jesus Christ. It is, you know, you mentioned different names. Okay, let's say, for instance, this was Mount Zion Church or Mount Zion Church. Does it matter if you say True TRU is an English word? So does it matter what the name of your church, or is it what matters is the practice and the way you carry out God's word here?
Okay. I think the answer is very simple. Yeah.
姐妹说，就是说，这个名字是不是这么重要呢？还是实际上我们其实就是说行出真理来了，这个名字是不是这么重要呢？
I give you a very simple example.
我给你一个很简单的例子。
We know that the name Jesus is important.
我们知道耶稣这个名字是很重要。We
stress the name of Jesus.
我们是强调耶稣的这个名。
So in our activities, we invoke the name of Jesus.
在我们所做的一切活动上，我们都是奉耶稣的名来去做。
So the name of Jesus appears to be very important.
所以耶稣的名是很重要的。
By calling upon the name of Jesus, we know that we are calling upon God, the Creator, the Mighty God.
当我们奉耶稣的名的时候，我们就是呼叫这个真神的名。
So we find that in the Bible, even in our daily life, a name is used to distinguish a person from another.
所以在我们日常生活当中或者圣经，有时候我们就会发觉到是有这个名字来去，就是说把人不同的人分辨出来。
Because even in Isaiah chapter 62 or 63, we have just read, and also in Revelation.
甚至以赛亚62章、63章在启示录所读到的。
This temple or this church of God is given a name.
这个圣殿或者这个神的教会是给了一个名字。
So that people within can distinguish themselves from people outside.
使到那些在里面的人跟在外面的人能够分辨。
It is also a sign to let people know that this is the Church of God.
也是一个证据，说这教会是神的教会。
Of course, within the church, within the church.
当然在关于教会里面的人。
The church must have the truth of God, the presence of God, and the love of God.
当然在教会里面应该是有神的爱、神的灵、神的真理。
All this must come together.
这是必须要。 应该一起的。
But for my question is, yeah,
我的问题,
my concern is,
我的,
rather my emphasis is, yeah,
我的注重, 我的,
for one who is to be part of the Church of God,
要一个人成为这个神教会里的一份子,
not only he must know the name of the church,
不单止他要明白要认识到这个教会的名,
he must also, or he or she must also accept the baptism performed by the church.
他本身必须要接受教会所为他施洗的这个洗礼。
That's why in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 is very clear.
所以哥林多前书第四 十二章讲得很清楚。
Anyone who is baptized by the Church of God is being baptized by the Holy Spirit.
所以那些被神的教会来去洗礼的人是被圣灵来去洗礼。
I'm a Baptist, okay?
我是有被人施洗的。
I can only administer baptism.
我只可以来去做可以去做这个施洗的工作。
But the actual incorporation of a person into the body of Christ in baptism is done by the Holy Spirit.
真正的使到一个人能够进入基督的身体是借着圣灵。
That's why we see that not only we must have the name, we must also have all the quality that the Bible has spelled out.
所以不单只教会
for the true church.
这真教会要有这个神的名字，也要有所谓圣经里面所讲到一切所有的 这种这个条件呢。
Put it this way, we talk about the name because the Bible talk about the name first.
比如说我们讲到这个神的这教会的名，是因为圣经讲到教会的名。
Like a new name is to be given to Mount Zion.
比如说圣经提到一个新名要赐给这个西安山。
Like in Revelation chapter 19.
比如说启示录十九章这里讲到。
There's a new name.
有个新名。
This name is not known by anyone apart from the one who sat on the horse.
只有别人是不知道，只有那个坐在马上的人知道这名是什么。
In the time of the apostle, even the apostle did not know about the name.
甚至在使徒时代，他们也不知道这个名字。
But this name is given to us.
但是这个名字却给了我们。
Even if we don't talk about the don't stress on the name. Yeah?
甚至我们不强调这个名字。
We can actually derive meaning, yeah, from the name itself.
但是我们从这个名字，我们可以知道就是认识到一些事情。
We know that Jesus Christ is the mediator.
我们知道耶稣是中保。
For us to go to the Father, we must go through Jesus.
我们要来到天父那里，必须要经过耶稣。
So Jesus is in the middle.
所以耶稣在中间。
God is up there.
神是在上面。
And we are here.
我们在下面。
The name of the church actually encapsulates the idea.
So can I go out and say for us to beg to God, we must go to true Jesus Church.
Go through the body of Christ, the church of God.
Body
yes,
of Christ,
the church. Yes.
That's so, what I'm saying. Is,
yes.
So I think what you need to do for me and for others, this little teaching that you spend an hour on.Perhaps you need to spend more time doing it.
Yeah, we can continue after dinner. No problem.
When I go out to say it, I want to be able to do it with a conviction and know what I'm speaking about.
When are you free, sister?
I want to be brave enough to say to people, I believe in God. I go to a church where I believe God dwells and was chosen by God.But I want you, the elders, to teach
I'm not
you
the
to, be able, to be able to sell the fact that people will only get to God through Jesus Church and feel convicted enough to say it.
When are you free? 6:30. Yeah. When are you free?
It's just a,
I know what you're saying.
You
okay.
know how people go out selling Jehovah's Witness, Seventh-day Adventist, whatever church, most of the ones who go out preaching do sell the church. So I do understand what you're saying.
I try my best to explain, okay? My explanation may not
so
be the best.
So do you do this when you go out, you take the name?
Now you see when I go out to preach, yeah? Normally I don't yeah. preach about the church.
Okay.
I talk about Holy Spirit, you know, yes. and baptism. Mm-hmm. And only those who want to get baptized,
yes.
right? Before baptism, we tell them.
Then you explain. Mm-hmm.So I need to...keep that focus. I am in
yes,
church.
Yes.
The one for only children
mm-hmm.
and sell that.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I think I'm brave enough to do it.
Yes. Thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. Take me to Trinidad and Tobago.
I think if we have the spirit of God, we'll be able to sell it. I feel after experiencing it, I feel I can save it.
Any more questions?
the pronunciation of Zion is pronounced as
Zion.
Not Zion.
Okay, I follow you. Zion, whatever.
No, because they have two different meanings.
Okay, Zion, whatever.
It's Zion, is it?
Yeah, I think you asked the wrong person. Thanks.
That's the BBC.
Zion, Zion, or Zion?
Which one sounds better? Lawrence, you prefer Zion, Zion?
Zion.
Okay. Any more questions? Hello. You asked me to do the Q&A. Any questions? No? Can we close? If you are free, you can come. Can come for the MC training. There will be lessons on the one true church.
如果你有空的话，你可以来参加哈。我们会讲到其中一课会提到这个主题，就是关于这个独一真教会。
I think God makes use of His church to save.
我想神是借着他的教会来去救人。
Like I think I have been talking about this quite often.
我很常都这样讲到。
When we talk about the church,
当你讲到教会的时候,
we are not talking about any other church, we are talking about the church of God that can overcome death and Hades.
当我们讲到神的教会, 不是讲什么教会, 就是说讲到这个教会能够胜过死亡的阴间的权柄。
How can the church of God overcome death?
教会怎么胜过这个死亡?
It's by the presence of the Spirit in the church.
只有神的灵在教会当中。
And also because the church is given the complete truth of salvation.
只有这个教会有这个完全的真理。
So that the church can follow exactly what the Bible teaches and to act upon it accordingly.
只有使到教会能够照着圣经的教导来去行出来。
I think today there are too many churches.
今天太多教会了。
I think if we don't have this conviction, it's very difficult to preach. How are we going to preach?
如果我们没有这样的认识，没有这样的相信的话，我们怎么来去传呢？
How are we going to draw a line?
我们怎么来去跟他们划清界限？
It's very, very difficult. It's virtually impossible.
这可以说是很困难，是做不到的。
I believe in this. We must keep our faith very simple.
我是相信我们要守着我们这个信仰。
We have been baptized into the true church.
我们已经受洗归入了这个真教会。
With a simple faith, we accept that this church is a true church based on the Bible.
从圣经我们看得到，这间就是真教会，很简单的一种相信。
You pray about it.
我们就来去祷告。
Then I believe this conviction will start growing in you.
相信在你心里，神会使到你更加的相信。
It's true, you know.
这是真实的。
Sometimes because we doubt, we question, I think it's okay to question.
现在我们有时候我们怀疑，我们来去疑问，这是可以的。
But I also believe we need to spend equal amount of time to pray about it.
但我想你要花同样这个时间来去为这事情来去祷告。
So that this conviction can be given to you.
使到这个相信能够神能够给你这个相信。
Oh my God.
if you choose my God, then you just start with choosing. That's why we have all this kind of
the people are chosen by God. Is it same?
教会神神拣选这个教会，
okay. Any other questions?
还有什么问题？
I believe it will come,
yes.
One day.
So, I know we do have new churches, but I don't know what plans we have, but perhaps we should put more emphasis on everybody, getting everybody to come to this road to true Jesus Church. When we go out,
我们出去的时候，我们就说我们要，就是个人应该要有这个，就是要注重把人带来教会，真耶稣教会。
I think this is more to me, Hoxton, but there's a lot more people joining, and I am sure we can get a lot more people to come if perhaps as you explain, you can really instill in us what you just said. So that when we go out to bring these people in, we have that strong conviction to be able to do it. Because I'm quite sure half of Hoxton does not go to church, and we can get those people in here. It's not as old a community as when I came here 37 years ago. It's very young, and it's a young church. So I feel that we could do more, perhaps if it's next year we decide, but this is the year when we really want to bring Hoxton into the true Jesus Church.
姐妹就是说，她就说我们应该每一个人来去尽力啊，把教会周围的人把他们带来教会。
But see, to me, I believe in this. Yeah, bringing people in is the work of God.
把人带来教会是神的神的工作。
It's a spiritual battle.
啊，这属灵的征战。
Yes.
这属灵的征战。
That's why.
We have not been working hard because we haven't been able to get. I know that the youngsters want. I haven't done it. But we have not been working hard enough because. I haven't seen this flow, as the young man says. It's a lovely church. We worship the right way. We do it the right way. We've got the right name. We are the chosen people. We want to see the people coming to know that we are doing what God wants us to do. And the Spirit is working to bring people in. So maybe next January we should make it a year when we're working to bring Hoxton into the true Jesus Church. And go all out to get people into the true Jesus Church.
姐妹的注重点就是我们应该每一个人来去努力的来去传福音，把更多的人带来教会。
I think that's a good suggestion.
这是很好的一个建议。
Again, I believe there are two parts.
这是有两方面的。
First, we must bring God into our life.
首先我们要把神带进我们的生活。
Our foundation in the truth must be firm.
我们的真理，我们的根基在真理上必须要稳固。
And then we must do our level best to preach to reach out.
那我们就尽力的来去把这福音传讲出去。
I think if I fit you into me, I'll bring Hoxton into church.
Pardon?
One more question. Any more question? questions, one final question.
最后一个问题。
No? Should we call it a day? Okay, I think everyone is tired.
我们就在这里结束了。
Let's pray.
我们去祷告。